Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I had a little bit of a rough morning. I know people are texting me going, the Pfizer shot isn't as effective as the Moderna. Hadn't anybody tell us? You know, so many people are all grumpy about COVID and Delta and kids going back to school. And apparently some kids have already been quarantined day one. So people are grumpy. I have a right to get grumpy too. I do. I don't always have to have a smile on my face. I always don't have to be all, you know, googly-eyed cookie monster. Today, I had to go for my transvaginal pelvic ultrasound. Yeah, you're going to hear about it. You know, because I got that trouble ovary, and I might be getting my hysterectomy finally, and I had to get my ultrasound. I don't like it. Nobody can say that's an easy test to have. Very grateful for the doctor's office. Very grateful for the ultrasonographer who did the test. But it just, I mean, the wand is like this. It's not easy. Not easy. Not to mention, it takes me about, you know, 20 minutes to shave my legs, you know, and prep for something like that. So anyway, I had to do that. But I was done early, you know, and I decided, you know what? I'll get my hubby a coffee. You know? You really learn to appreciate your husband and how wonderful he is after you go to a gynecologist's office and go, okay, this is not fun. So, you know, I'm like, you know what? I love my husband. Thank God my husband puts up with whatever he puts up with. If the ultrasonographer has to look at what she had to look at for 5 to 10 minutes, imagine what my husband. So I'm like, you know what? Let me get you a coffee. And it's only $1 at McDonald's. So what McDonald's and a lot of these drive-thrus now have are two drive-thru lanes. Now, I know people think, oh, this is great. We get served faster. You know, now we'll be able to get in line quicker. I think it's a cluster. So I get into one lane that apparently seems to have one car less than another. So I'm thinking bonus. And again, I only have to spend $1 for a coffee. My husband, he likes coffee, he takes cream, and I shouldn't put the cream in there, but he wants the cream. The McDonald's does it for you. So great. So I'm like, great, $1. Meanwhile, I'm starting to notice that I'm going to be late. And I'm like, I hope nobody cheats with this line, because it's a lot of cars now. You might have two ordering lanes, but they still merge to go to the window to pay. And so I'm rolling down my window to get ready to pay, and you start hearing the three words that even though I am enthusiastic about not today, I did not want to hear these three words. And the three words I heard when I rolled down my window was pay it forward. I'm like, oh, no, not today, not today, not today, no, not today. I'm only in line for a $1 coffee. And mind you, I'm charitable. I donate. I'm very charitable, but I was just not in the mood. I have all this extra, you know, KY and stuff from the vaginal ultrasound, and I feel like I still have to clean up, and I got to get to work. This is not easy at all. So I look to see, all right, if I have to pay it forward, who am I going to pay it forward to? Now, you guys realize how the pay it forward works. How the pay it forward works is somebody decides to pay for your food up at the window. So then when you go up to the window, since you don't have to pay for your food, you pay for the guy behind you. Sounds nice. But I'm only supposed to pay $1. $1 for my husband's coffee. So I look around and go, who am I going to have to pay for? Well, if the cars are zippering incorrectly from the two lanes and merging into one, I see this truck with about 20 dudes in it. And I'm like, no, don't do this to me. I went into line for a $1 coffee. So I think to myself, I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want anybody to think I'm uncharitable. Let me get the heck out. But you're trapped. You can't get out of that lane. You're in one lane. There's all this concrete. You have a window up. You have everybody looking at you like you need to zipper. And I'm thinking to myself, I need to take cuts because the lady in front of me, who I could pay it forward, she looks like a vegan. And I just like, you know what? I doubt she ordered an Egg McMuffin. Maybe she ordered a dollar coffee too. And then I'm like, you know what I should do? Let me look and see what cash I have. So I didn't have a lot of cash. I had a credit card, but I didn't have a lot of cash. So I roll down my other window and I go, what did you order? She's like, what? I go, I just want to know what you're ordering because I'm thinking about maybe paying for your order. Well, I had two meals and I said, oh, forget it. So I'm like, you know what? It's cheaper to pay for her meal than the truck full of dudes. So I'm going to cheat and race in front of her. And so I tried to do that. And oh, no, 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 no. She wouldn't have it. And I'm like, lady, look, I'm trying to pay for your food. You really want me to get up there in front of you because there's this pay it forward. And I think she knew, because she knew that all she was going to have to do was pay $1 for my coffee. So I had a choice to make. Am I going to pay for a $50 breakfast? Which, look, I know it sounds like I'm being very, what's the word for it? Trite? What's the word for it where you're like, you know, making a big deal out of nothing? But I'm sorry. I mean, McDonald's is getting kind of expensive. And I had change. I had like quarters and nickels to pay for this dollar coffee. So now I'm getting mad at my husband. I'm getting mad that I have ovaries to begin with. I'm just getting all frustrated. So I go up to the window and they look at me like, am I going to pay it forward? And they go, but they didn't say anything. And I go, did anybody pay for my food? And they said, no. I'm like, oh, thank God. Here's my money. And I went and I got the coffee for my husband and I drove off. But gosh, that was stressful. That was so stressful. So listen, people, yeah, the pay it forward thing is nice, but you have to realize that some of us are just trying to get our dollar coffee and we just don't need the extra stress. Okay, so we got a busy day today. Some of you guys are really, 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 really grumpy, and I'm fine. I'm grumpy too. Bring it. If you want to grump, if you want to gripe, fine by me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But please don't kill the messenger or the person who bought a dollar coffee at McDonald's. We'll be right back. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything. anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we're not yet there at the I told you so. I don't like it when people say I told you so. But when a SARS outbreak, right, that killed hundreds of people in early 2002 to 2003 was docked as a lab leak, when about a year later some people died from a SARS virus due to a lab leak in China, when this COVID outbreak happened, nobody was trying to be anti-China. Nobody was trying to be biased. It's just the logic is there. Probably another lab leak. That's just what happens. Just like if Russia, God forbid, ever has another sort of Chernobyl, we would probably be, well, you know, again, lack of oversight, you know, shoddy engineering, whatever. We're adults. We can talk. Okay? I mean, if somebody breaks the sound barrier and a human does it, they'll be like, all right, probably Dr. Dahlia. I mean, I'm not insulted. Okay? This is just what happens. If you have somebody who's lactose intolerant, you know, and maybe passes a lot of gas, and you smell a fart, you're like, all right, it's probably Bob. I mean, no, you know, it's no big deal. Let's regroup, figure this out. Maybe somebody's going to get slapped on the wrist, but let's try and fix this and move on. If it is the third strike for China, which this might be, then maybe somebody has to ground them, okay, you know, and say, maybe you're not going to do research, or you will do research in a UN or World Health Organization, or maybe an American-approved facility, because somehow you guys aren't getting your poops together. Now, China might be saying, wait a second, okay? You know, we're housing the big boy viruses. You guys are all dealing with weenie stuff, so when you have your accidents, nobody hears about it. But because we're kind of, you know, really getting our hands dirty and dealing with big boy stuff, the whole world hears about it. So there might be some back and forth, which is why a lot of countries are staying quiet, because they don't want people to know that they might be just dealing with weenie viruses, or maybe some of us are dealing with some pretty bad viruses and nobody wants to talk about it. Remember there was a plane, gosh, I think this was in the 90s, that crashed off the coast of New York, and witnesses said they saw beams of light like missiles, and so there's been rumors that the plane was shot down by our own military, and then, if things happen, I am sure anything that has happened in the movies has happened. Well, with the exception of the alien stuff, I am pretty sure that it's happened. So when COVID started last year, and me, you know, seeing patients on telemedicine, and people saying, no, I was tested for flu, I'm negative, but I have the flu. You know, I think we all knew that something was up. So when finally it was revealed that in China they're dealing with COVID, the majority of us are like, all right, for those of us who knew what happened with the first SARS, we're like, all right, well, another lab leak. What happened in a lab? But nobody dealt with it. Nobody talked about it. When Trump tried to bring it up, everybody faulted him. Everybody accused him, you know, of being biased and racist. And, I think a lot of us were kind of wondering, you know, can somebody just kind of put the rhetoric aside and figure out exactly what happened? Well, the World Health Organization was one of the entities that decided to say, nah, nothing to see here. No lab leak, we're good. And we're like, well, that's awfully fast. That is awfully fast. You sure? Sure, you know, the virus wasn't being watched and monitored because it caused an outbreak 2 decades ago. And, are you sure? I mean, they've had lab leaks before. No, nothing to see here. So, finally, we're talking almost 2 years, I think 2 years from when the lab accident happened, or the contamination happened, but a year and a half, according to the media, we finally have the World Health Organization going, I think we might be onto something. So, Dr. Peter Mbarek led the World Health Organization probe into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, has admitted that the lab leak theory could have happened. He thinks, or suggests, that maybe a Chinese researcher could have been infected by a bat while taking samples in connection with research at a Wuhan lab. So, he explained, this is where the virus jumps directly from a bat to a human. He explained in that case, it would then be a laboratory worker instead of a random villager or another person who has regular contact with bats. He said, so it is actually in the probable category. So a year and a half into this, we have barely moved up to probable. I'm still in awe that they could find Tom Brady's jersey a couple years ago that got stolen. They found it in Mexico within 48 hours. Yet we still can't figure out what the hell happened with this. I'm kind of baffled. So he's a Danish scientist, and he stressed that the World Health Organization investigators found no direct evidence of this. But China has been long accused of covering up initial outbreak, concealing information when it first emerged in Wuhan in December 2019. I am still not very skeptical about that. I think in America, they found samples in people's feces that dated back to September 2019 and November 2019 of this virus. So I'm just still of the mindset that whatever happened, happened in the fall. So, apparently, he had initially insisted that there was no evidence of transmission in Wuhan or elsewhere before December 2019. But then a week later, they said he backtracked and his team had discovered that there were at least 13 COVID variants in Wuhan in December, suggesting the virus had been in development for some time to allow these different strains to develop. Now, how long are we seeing, right, Delta, and then Lambda emerge, and before then Alpha emerge, a few months. Okay, can we all agree, please, now that something happened the summer of 2019? Anybody? I'm just beside myself. So, he also revealed that up to 1,000 people in Wuhan could have been infected in early December, an estimate based on Chinese data that showed 174 severe cases of the disease. So, why are they testing bats? Well, remember, there was a SARS outbreak in 2002. Now, the SARS outbreak in 2002 was, I believe, investigated by the Singapore Ministry of Health. And in 2003, the Singapore Ministry of Health released a report into the investigation and concluded that patient zero, quote, most likely acquired the infection in a laboratory as a result of accidental contamination. They were conducting research on the West Nile virus in a lab that was additionally conducting research using active SARS virus. Then, you didn't hear another SARS outbreak until 2004 when somebody died at the lab. I think two people died at the lab. And then, apparently in 2018, there was an investigation into the lab, and U.S. Embassy staff visited it and said they had grave safety concerns over the protocols that were being observed at the facility. And then I think there was some more interesting proof that came out, or evidence, that they had to revamp their whole filtration system. And they started to do that right before we heard about the outbreak. So, you know, I'm not stupid. Okay, even if I didn't have my medical background, when thousands upon thousands of people start getting ill January 2020, it just makes sense that something had happened months prior. And we've seen the way these waves, these wave out. We see the surges, we see the variants. It's like a 3-4 month sort of cycle. So, you know, I know the World Health Organization is inching closer. All right, fine. And some of you are like, well, who cares? I've heard journalists and political pundits say, who cares where this came from? It's already a pandemic. Okay, I can't stand the put the head in the sand sort of attitude that people get, because we are dealing every 3-4 months with a new variant. Dr. Fauci put his reputation on the line saying we're going to have a new variant. All right. Does that mean this process of lab leaks has been a continual thing? Was it just one little baby virus poof, or was it a whole poof of stuff that got let loose in 2019? I'd like to know. 1-877-DOC-ELLIS.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Drought and high demand are expected to force the first ever mandatory cuts to water supply that 40 million people across the Colorado River depend on. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's project next week will spare cities and tribes but hit Arizona farmers hard. Pinal County, Arizona's top producer of cotton, barley, and livestock, says they will be hit very hard. Arizona is expected to lose 512,000 acre-feet of water. Nevada will lose 21,000 acre-feet, and Mexico will lose 80,000 acre-feet. Feet of water. An acre foot is enough water to supply 1 to 2 households for a year. The Loudoun County School Board west of Washington, D.C. voted 7-2 Wednesday evening to approve the rights of transgender students. Students can choose which bathroom to use, and faculty must address the student with the preferred pronoun. Loudoun School Board said the number one priority is to foster the success of all students and ensure they feel safe, secure, and accepted. USA Radio News. The Biden administration's education secretary wants all teachers vaccinated before returning to the classrooms. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said Wednesday that he supports mandating COVID-19 vaccinations for teachers before they return to classrooms for the new year. The former head of the CDC, Dr. Richard Besser, tells Fox News that the classroom is one of the areas where vaccine requirements make sense to him.
For a school setting where you have teachers and staff who may be at increased risk of having severe disease, you have children for whom vaccines aren't yet available. I think considering requiring vaccination is something that should be on the table. My hope is that more people will reach out to their own healthcare providers, explore this, get their questions answered, and make the decision to get vaccinated.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thank you, Dan. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you all are feeling the pressure, as we hear in the media, that there's, you know, millions that don't want to go back to work and they prefer to stay home. There's many of you out there saying, look, my job doesn't exist anymore. My career has changed. I want to go back, but the whole industry is different. So joining us next is Justina Nixon-Saintil, IBM Vice President and Global Head of Corporate Social Responsibility, to talk about, you know, some kind of tricks and some resources out there available to get you back into the workplace. Justina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Wow. Well, we're grateful for everything you do. So, the pandemic has definitely changed a lot of industries. What are you seeing on the job-seeking front?
Yeah, 100% correct. I think the pandemic has really made people rethink the kinds of jobs that will give them flexibility to work from home more often, or looking for tech jobs that will provide a better long-term career path. We had a recent IBM Institute for Business Value study that showed that 1 in 4 people plan to switch occupations this year. And they're citing the need for a better work-life balance as part of that as well. And then 58% of them said that they plan to take continuing education courses mainly online. So, you know, the SkillsBuild program offers free technical and professional workplace skills to job seekers and helps them find jobs as well, no matter their background or education. And there are companies like IBM that are being more flexible about what types of skills do you really need for a technical job. Do you need a 4-year degree? Or can you, you know, be successful in a tech job if you have a credential or if you participated and, you know, received a badge through a 3 to 6 month program? And that's what SkillsBuild offers.
Justina, you bring up a great point. People, I'd say my age, I'm a Generation X, so people that are middle age and they are trying to reinvent their careers, they want longevity. You know, somebody in their 20s might be able to switch jobs every few years, but the average middle-aged person who was with a company for 20-some years, they don't want to be bouncing around because they're going to be in their 50s or their 60s or their 70s. So, yeah, which industries do you think will provide more longevity in terms of a career?
Well, I think in general, it's just the tech industry. I mean, with, you know, digital transformation, with the disruption, you know, to jobs, to the economy because of, you know, new technologies, I think any job where you have those technical skills, you're going to be successful. But the ones that we see most people accessing, the courses that are, that people are gravitating to, the first is data analytics. You know, so job seekers, they're looking for more jobs in the data analytics space. And that's something, as you can imagine, could be used in any industry, any job role. And then we have high school students and college students who are gravitating towards the cybersecurity jobs. This is a hot market right now. So being able to get a credential in cybersecurity for somebody in high school, that can be used for them to get a job or even on their college application. And then you have college students who are looking at the job opportunities in cybersecurity. So those are the two that we see most people accessing on the platform.
That's fantastic. And, you know, SkillsBuild, talk to us about SkillsBuild and what they offer.
Yeah, so SkillsBuild is completely free. It provides those technical and professional workplace skills because, you know, just having the technical skills are not always enough to be successful in the workplace. So those workplace skills such as collaboration, presentation, even design thinking, those are just as important as those technical skills. You know, we have 1,000 courses online and, you know, they range cybersecurity, data analytics, like I mentioned, but we also have cloud computing. We have just basic digital skills that a lot of people need just to be successful in their, you know, in their jobs today. And then we have some courses on, for example, mindfulness, right? When you think about how you think about the world and how you think about yourself, I think that's important as well. And we have a lot of people accessing our course on mindfulness on the platform.
It's amazing. You know, IBM has definitely been on the forefront of, you know, technology and on the forefront of helping people get back to work. I anticipate something like this is really going to be helping thousands, if not millions of people get, you know, back to work or get some sort of certification. And like you said, you don't necessarily have to have a bachelor's degree, you know, or a master's degree. Being credentialed is what a lot of jobs are now looking for. They want to know you have those skills.
Absolutely. I mean, we have so many different examples. You know, we have students who have an associate's degree who are able to get a technical position in artificial intelligence and cybersecurity. And yet you have the traditional, you know, jobs as well. You may have a lawyer who wants to now specialize in cybersecurity law. This is a really great place for them to get that knowledge and the technical skills related to cybersecurity as well as they shift professions. So I think we have something for everyone. And that's what's great about this is that for those who are seeking job opportunities, we also work with nonprofit organizations to connect them with employment as well.
I love it. We're speaking to Justina Nixon St. Hill, IBM VP and Global Head of Corporate Social Responsibility. You brought up another great point. You know, many people are going to school. Many people are professionals. And now that, you know, we might be opening up free college, your degree might not stand out. You need to find a niche. And I think something like this helps people specialize more. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, no, 100%. I agree as well. And, you know, I keep bringing up cybersecurity, and this is a niche area, but artificial intelligence, you know, cloud computing, these are all areas where you could stand out. You can get the credential. You can start in those, you know, in those fields. And then those are also the types of jobs that we see growing, right, over the next, 10, 20 or more years. So being able to get those credentials and that training now will really put you on a path to be successful in the long term.
And how long do the classes last?
So you can actually obtain a credential anywhere from 3 to 6 months. It really depends on how much time you could put towards this. So we know a lot of people who are now working from home, or because they don't have to commute, they've saved some time. They put in that time towards getting a new skill or a new credential. So it really depends on the amount of time that you could put into it every day or every week. But we estimate that it takes usually between 3 to 6 months.
And, you know, another thing, too, I tell people is, you know, many people, they feel like they're in a fog, and they're like, I don't even know what I like. You know, how do I go get a degree, and I don't know what field I want? Something like this can help also kind of, you know, light the flame and help you, you know, realize, ooh, I think I like this, or I think I have an affinity towards, you know, cybersecurity or AI or, you know, tech.
This is actually one of the biggest benefits of the platform, because you don't have to guess or figure out the classes you need, right? The platform will actually suggest the best career path and relevant courses based on your own self-assessment on there. So if you're not sure, you know, what you're interested in or what you may want to do, you can go on the platform, answer some questions, and it will make some recommendations for you.
Very cool, very cool. How can people find out more information about Skills Build?
They can go to skillsbuild.org.
All right. Thank you, Justina. I am so glad you came on. I can't wait to have you back. And thank you and your team for all you do.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I just love the fact that there's a way to help find your niche. It's so frustrating when you see that, you know, you worked your butt off to have a degree, you worked your butt off in a company, and they're like, yeah, we got younger people and people willing to make less money. So that's where you need to say, hey, but I could also do this. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals.
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was little, I grew up in Phoenix, and it was really, really hot, and so we watched TV. I watched, like, all the I Love Lucy reruns and just all sorts of reruns. I really liked old school stuff because the 80s shows weren't really that funny, and I didn't like the soap operas. And one summer, I watched so much TV that I swear that's why I ended up needing glasses. And I nearsighted, and I know I can't just blame it on one summer. But many parents are concerned about what could have happened during the pandemic where kids, not only for one summer, but for 16 months, were glued to a screen rather than being in a classroom. So joining us next is Dr. Millicent Knight, a doctor of optometry, to kind of talk about how the increased screen time and remote learning could have affected kids' eyesight. Dr. Knight, thank you so much for joining us.
Dr. Dahlia, thanks for inviting me.
Wow. So what have you seen in terms of kids and patients coming in based on
their pandemic screen time use?
Well, the Global Myopia Awareness Coalition recently conducted a survey where 50% of parents indicated that their children are now using digital devices, electronic devices, for greater than 4 hours every day.
Wow.
And so that's a tremendous increase to prior to the pandemic, where only 18% of parents indicated the same amount of time. Huge difference. We're noticing a lot of problems with that, and we're also noticing that childhood myopia rates are increasing rapidly, where now 1 in 3 children are now being diagnosed with myopia.
Oh, so. Wow. I knew the numbers were bad, but I didn't think it was going to be that bad. What's the usual incidence prior to pandemic of kids becoming nearsighted?
You know, I don't know the exact numbers, but the numbers were nothing like what we're seeing today.
Yeah.
And just as a backdrop, I wanted to explain what myopia is. It's progressive, it's irreversible, and it's often referred to as nearsightedness, where an individual is able to see pretty well up close, but really struggles to see things clearly at distance. So, we know that we're starting to reach epidemic proportions with it, and actually by 2050, half of the world's population will be myopic, according to the data that we're looking at today.
And we take glasses for granted. You know, having needed glasses most of my childhood, it's disabling. If I don't have my glasses, I can't see. I mean, now I need reading glasses, and without reading glasses, I just, you know, it's a disability. And, you know, we think, well, you know, the kids will always have access to glasses or contact lenses or LASIK, but as you said, globally this is a problem, and I think there's many children out there that don't have access to eye care.
They don't. And progressive myopia is not only debilitating for your immediate use, but we now know that it's correlated to long-term vision health challenges and diseases like myopic macular degeneration, mm-hmm. cataracts, glaucoma, retinal tears, and even retinal detachments. So it really has a propensity to affect the quality of life for the child long term. So we want to intervene as early as possible. And my recommendation is usually to have the child come in by the age of 5 or before they start kindergarten, so that if they have myopia, we can come up with the right treatment for them. And there are new treatments available. And the doctor can determine the best treatment for the child. But even if the child is not myopic at that time, and let's say both parents or one parent genetically is nearsighted, there's a high probability that that child will eventually become nearsighted and myopic, and especially if they are environmentally doing a lot of the digital device work, like we indicated earlier, or just not going outdoors and getting that outdoor exercise, getting that dopamine, and getting that vitamin D stimulation.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Knight, what are some of the treatments you have out there to slow down myopia?
So some of the newer treatments still use a vehicle of glasses or spectacle lenses, contact lenses, and even pharmaceutical drops as part of the treatment process. But the technology is completely different than the conventional lenses that we've gotten accustomed to wearing. And you indicated that you wear glasses, and I've worn them since I was a small child, but they're different than the conventional glasses that are being worn now. So it's important to ask your doctor about the new types of treatments that are available.
Man, that's fantastic. Talk to us about Little Kid License. This is kind of an exciting program you have.
It is. We're always looking for ways to meet people where they are. And so the Little Kids License is to give children, to get comfortable with the idea of having an eye examination, not to be intimidated or afraid of having an eye examination, and also to encourage the parents to take their children in for an eye examination. So in order for you and I to drive, we have to go in for an exam and we get a license. And it's the same for the children. In this, they have to go in for an eye examination, and then they're given their driver's license so that they can go and get into their go-karts and take off.
So, that's how I had to convince
really
my boys.
And it's fun.
Like, look, if you want to drive a car like mommy and daddy, you need to see the eye doctor. But then my kids would say, I don't want to drive like you, mom. I want to drive like dad. So I'll go to my dad's doctor. Dad's doctor. I'm like, yeah, thank you. We're speaking to Dr. Millicent Knight. We're speaking to Dr. Millicent Knight, doctor of optometry. So what do you suggest parents do when it comes to screen time? Many kids are still remote learning, and some kids back on quarantine. What are some safety tips they could use?
So the biggest thing we can do, because to your point, you're not going to get the children away from the devices. They need them for school. But you can take breaks, and that's what I would encourage. Even if you have to set a timer, just make sure that the children are using good ocular hygiene and that they're taking breaks, they're looking off at distance. Maybe every 20 minutes or so, they take a look at, we call it the 20-20-20 rule, they look off at distance for at least 20 feet, and then they do that for at least 20 seconds. But the key is to take those breaks periodically and even encourage them to go outside. An hour to two a day is always helpful. And it forces the eyes to look off at infinity, look off at distance, and get them out of that close range where not only is it an uncomfortable position for the eyes to stay for long periods of time, but the children also don't blink during that time. And that's also damaging to the eyes.
Oh, absolutely. Eye dryness. I know. I've had parents ask for accommodations at school. How are you guys handling the accommodations when it comes to parents saying, look, I don't want my kids on the screen for 8 hours a day?
Well, I think that what you have to do is kind of work with the teachers and then let the child do the coursework on the screens, but again, take those breaks. But I'm happy to hear the parents are engaged because this survey also indicated that 56% of the parents, and it was 1,500 parents that took this survey, weren't as concerned about their children's eyesight, and only 25% of those parents actually took their children in for an eye examination with their optometrist or ophthalmologist. So I'm really happy to hear that parents are getting engaged and really understanding the importance of staying on top of how their children are using their visual system now, because it will certainly affect their quality of life later in life.
Yeah, my guess is many of the parents are on their cell phones also or on social media, so they're like, leave me alone. But yeah, it does. It takes a village. It takes the parents being involved, and it does take a reminder that myopia does put you at risk for, further issues like glaucoma, cataracts, things like that. It's definitely a public health crisis, I think, now, in terms of that many kids becoming myopic. Can you tell our listeners how to find more information about you and what you do?
Yes, so as hard as it is, we parents have to lead by example and shut the digital devices down, recommended about an hour before bedtime.
Yep.
So I know that's hard to do. But for more information, you can go to allaboutvision.com/GMAC.
Fantastic. Dr. Knight, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.